from the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
It's 7:02, John Leonetti of the Morning. I'm Jimmy Olsen, Father Andrew. John is here, but working on his headphones at this point in time, so we're kind of waiting a little bit to get things underway. How are you, Father Andrew?
Oh, good, bud. Not too keen on the big temperature drop.
Yeah, that is a huge temperature drop, a huge temperature drop. So we're going to head and play a song as we're waiting for John to get ready. So it's John Leonetti in the Morning from the Mercy One Studio on Iowa Catholic Radio, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and 1150 AM. You can always listen online anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or through the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Welcome to the show. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Apologize for that. Was having a little bit of connection issues this morning, but here we go. We're ready for it. It is a Friday, and yes, we did make it to this Friday after a great week of the show. It is October 11th. I am live outside of the Mercy One studio here in Burlington, Iowa. Going to give a little bit of a retreat this morning. Coming up, Father Andrew Winchittle, he is in the house, going to be talking this morning about the gospel for this Sunday. Mike Aquilina coming up at 7:15 today. Mike is award-winning author of more than 40 books on Catholic history, doctrine, and devotion. He's got a new one out. This one looks absolutely fantastic, The Church and the Roman Empire. We're going to talk to him about the overall goal of reclaiming Catholic history and what that looked like in the early Catholic Church. Coming up at 7:45 today, Jim Kavnar is going to be on. Jim is the president of Cross Catholic Outreach. He's got what's called Box of Joy. CrossCatholic.org is the website if you want to check it out before. But it looks pretty cool what they are doing and how they are sending these boxes of joy out all over the world. October 11th, it is a Friday. Let's get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Friday to you. Southeast Iowa, huh? You go from Southwest United States to Southeast Iowa. Boy, what a barnstormer tour you're on.
Yes, indeed. Just a few hours this morning, then back this afternoon.
I see. Well, good for you. And you brought all this warm weather back with you from Arizona. I appreciate that. Feels like temperature 25 degrees in Des Moines right now. Thanks for bringing that back up.
See what I do for you.
Yeah, I do. And I just can't wait to go to Sioux City today, where it's probably going to be in the upper or lower 20s for the feels like temperature tonight during the game. You are wonderful.
My goodness, it is going to be something, isn't it? Lower 20s.
Yeah, well, whatever happened to fall? I think we went right from summer to early winter. I mean, whatever happened to fall?
Welcome to Iowa.
Apparently. All right. Well, today is Prediction Friday, and do you already have your games, or do you want me to make some up?
No. Well, I have them, but unless you wanted to add one or take one away, you're the boss.
I've got both.
Take them all.
It's tonight's high school game, and Dowling and South, Sioux City East, and then Iowa State, Iowa, mm-hmm. and then I added Notre Dame and USC.
Sounds good to me. I'll take it.
All right. Well, Father Andrew, good morning. I know you're in studio, and how are you doing? Are you getting ready for the weekend?
Yeah, not a lot else going on aside from the usual Sunday masses. So.
Now, you're up there at Elkhart, just northeast Des Moines. Have the farmers got most of their crops in your area, or are they still waiting for it to dry out?
There still seem to be quite a lot that are out that need to get out there. So. Might not be for a while, though.
Well, this will expedite it with this cold weather. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, we have overcast skies, 36 degrees. But the feels-like temperature down to 25 degrees. The reason for that is west-northwest winds at 25 miles per hour, trying to dry out the 1 inch of rain we received yesterday at the Des Moines International Airport. Today we'll see cloudy skies, windy conditions. Might be a few flurries out there, a time or two, but clearing skies, they're saying now, later this afternoon. Today's high in central Iowa, 43 degrees, but the winds will be out of the west at 15, gusting to over 25 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, on Football Friday, a freeze warning in effect from 10 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Clear and cold, overnight low of 30 degrees with west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry for your Saturday, high of 52 degrees. Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy and dry, high of 52 degrees. And then on Monday, more of the same, warmer, partly cloudy with a high of 58 degrees. The extended forecast has temperatures in the mid-50s through next Thursday with partly cloudy skies, and they're saying a chance of rain maybe Tuesday, but we could get into some of that drying conditions. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, the new report says Iowa is the 7th highest adult obesity rate in the country and the 14th highest with kids ages 10 to 17. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Childhood Obesity Report says is based on data from 2017 and 2018 showing that 16% of Iowa children in the age group have obesity. The rate has increased among high school kids to 15% in 2017. That's up from just over 11% back in 2007, placing Iowa 13th in the country. Iowa's adult obesity rate is currently at 35%. That's up 20% since 2000. Adult obesity rates are at least 35% in 9 states, including Iowa, topping 30% in 31 states and 25% in 48 states. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday, Dowling girls and boys cross country teams had their track or cross country invitational canceled up at Fort Dodge. That will not be rescheduled. Last night, game 5 of the American League Division Series, and it's the Houston Astros moving on to the American League Championship Series. They defeated Tampa Bay by the score of 6-1. Houston winning that division series 3-2. So game 1 of the American League Championship Series is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Houston, as the Yankees will be in taking on the Houston Astros in their best-of-7 series. Tonight's game 1 of the National League Championship Series in the best-of-7. Washington Nationals at the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch 7 o'clock tonight, and they'll be televised on TBS. Last night, week 6 of the NFL season, Thursday Night Football, the New England Patriots remain undefeated. They defeated the New York Giants 35-14 out in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school football right here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight. Number 3 Dowling on the road at Sioux City East. And we'll go on the air at 6:30 with our pregame show, kickoff 7 o'clock from Olson Stadium on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City tonight. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, overcast skies, 36 degrees, west-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour, making the feels-like temperature at 25 degrees. Today it'll be cloudy and windy. We could see a few flurries, but clearing skies later in the afternoon. Today's high, a very chilly 43 degrees, west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will keep the feels-like temperature down in the lower 30s. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Friday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad drive for you on a Friday, as usual. It's about a 7-minute drive in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown against some wet roads. So expect a little extra slow time as you drive in. But right now, things are running along pretty nicely. Do have an accident, ID-35 at the West Mixer. So that's going to create a problem in that area. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Father Andrew now. Good morning, Father.
Morning.
Just one comes back to give thanks.
That's right. It's in a string of readings the last few weeks, probably. It's yet again about faith, and when is it ever not? But perhaps more explicitly in this gospel is Jesus tells not only then is this Samaritan, this foreigner, too. It's not just your run-of-the-mill Jew who's coming back and giving thanks. It's a Samaritan, somebody who is at odds, and the Jews at odds with the Samaritans, and he's expressing this faith, and he says, not only has he been healed physically, your faith has saved you. So it's a spiritual healing and salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, we know he tells a good story, but, you know, when he tells stories, especially like this, you know, not only was this person, as you just said, just any other person, it was a Samaritan. So, I mean, this person was an enemy to many of the people that he's talking about here, and yet this is the one person that comes back to give thanks. Everyone else who could have, and the good guys, don't. You know, and so, you know, Jesus, I think, just doubling down on this and continuing to help others, you know, understand the weight of the, you know, the people that he's after first and foremost, which are the sinners, the people who are actually sick, but the people who are actually following the will of God, and they may not have thought that you know, they thought they were the ones that were righteous, and yet here Jesus is using examples. This is just another one, over and over again, using the lowest of the low to help them understand that these are the ones that are truly practicing.
Yeah, who are those people in our lives who maybe we don't see, maybe we struggle with, gosh, they don't seem to have much faith, and yet they might have even more than us. Remember the reading a couple weeks, or maybe it was last week, faith just the size of a mustard seed is all it takes.
This is what Jesus continually reminds us, friends, over and over again in the Gospels. And again, I think it's a little spiritual inventory reminder that all of us can take in our lives of, you know, we may feel pretty good about ourselves. We may feel like we're the ones that are in the right. We may feel like we're the ones that are, you know, self-righteous and, you know, have all this faith. But Jesus is asking us to look in the mirror and to continually seek him and to strengthen our faith. And this is just another reminder. That's aside. And Father brings it to faith, which is really the foundation of everything that we're talking about. But also the other side of this, Father, is, you know, how often are we giving thanks to God for what it is that we have? You know, we get pretty needy. We are asking constantly for Jesus to be able to help us here and help us there. But rather than give him thanks for the things that are really, you know, are going in our life right now, basic things that every one of us that are probably listening to the show already have.
Yeah, I often recommend, perhaps ad nauseum for some people, but I still think it's an important practice, is the examine. Not unlike what we do before going to confession, is not look at just the negative. Well, how have I sinned or failed? But look at the good things. What are the good blessings that the Lord has given us that we can turn to him and thank him for?
Thank you, Father. This morning, friends, let's give thanks to Almighty God for everything that we have. Mike Aquilina coming up right after this, award-winning author of more than 40 books on Catholic history, doctrine, and devotion. He's got another one out, The Church in the Roman Empire is what it's called. I'm really looking forward to this because we're going to talk about kind of the overall goal of reclaiming Catholic history series that he has and what that can look like today in our culture, how we can reclaim Catholicism in our culture. You might find that there's a little bit of an overlap there. It is Friday, October 11th. We got Mike Aquilina coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Big thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Dean Bell saw him just the other day. Always fun to be able to see that smiling face. 963-4494, residential re-roofs and light commercial jobs. Dean's been doing this for about 30 years now, well, over 30 years now, and he's got quite the reputation all throughout central Iowa. Started there in Ankeny before it was really Ankeny, and then continually just spread all throughout about 11 counties. Dean Bell, roofing, 30 years, 963-4494.
Ladies, join Iowa Catholic Radio for our Women's Conference, The Soul of the Matter, on Saturday, November 2nd at St. Francis Church in West Des Moines. The day will begin with Mass, followed by three inspiring speakers. Father Wade Meneses, a member of the Fathers of Mercy, Sonia Corbett, a Catholic convert, and Susan Tassoni, a passionate champion for the Holy Souls in Purgatory. The day will also include beautiful music by Anna Nuzzo. Adoration and confession will be offered throughout the conference. For more information and to register, go to iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com. Thanks for joining me, friends. Friday, October 11th. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Coming up at 7:45 today, Jim Kavnar is going to be on, president of Cross Catholic Outreach. He's got a box of joy is what we're going to talk about and what they are doing to be able to spread, well, you guessed it, joy all throughout America. Let's go to our next guest right now, award-winning author, especially when it comes to Catholicism's history, doctrine, and devotion. His works have been translated into many languages, and he's hosted 9 television series and several documentary films. Mike Aquilina joins me. Hey, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good to have you on, my friend. When did you get so fascinated with the church's history?
You know, I think I've always been a history buff, and I've always been a Catholic, though not always a particularly good one. But I think those two kind of dovetailed in my mind and heart. You know, I feel attracted to that kind of thing. Even when I was a little kid, you know, I wanted to be an archaeologist and unearth great cities and that sort of thing. So what I do now is unearth great cities without having to get dirty doing it.
Well, before you become an expert like you are in church history and, you know, the early church fathers, you have to become a student. I mean, was this something that happened early on?
I had a job working for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and one of my colleagues was Father Ron Lengwin, who is also a radio host on KDKA Radio. And he had a collection of the Church Fathers in his office. And I used to just go in and take those volumes one by one and read in them. And he was fine with that. I would borrow his books and I'd steep myself in them. And that's kind of how I ended up schooling myself in the writings of the Church Fathers. So yeah, I guess I did it kind of slowly and on my own.
So when we talk about this book, The Church and the Roman Empire, we're talking about the church at about 301 to 490, correct?
Yes.
Some of the major players here, who are we dealing with in the church from 301 to 490?
Well, you know, one of the guys who dominates the history at that time is Constantine the Great, the emperor who legalized Christianity. And you know, this is something that Christians had been praying for centuries, because they had undergone persecution from the beginning, from the time of our Lord until then, you know, until Constantine released his edicts that really invented religious liberty. So he's a major figure. Another major figure is Athanasius the Great, the great bishop of Alexandria, who fought the first major heresy to infect the church on a grand scale, Arianism. So they're big names, you know. And later on, we have Saint Cyril of Alexandria, who fights the Nestorian heresy. We have Saint Jerome, who translated the Bible into the common language of Latin. A lot of great figures and real characters too. We think of the church fathers, and we think of them as a whole bunch of uniform, bearded, bald figures on an icon, and that's just not the way they are. They were idiosyncratic. They were quirky. They were you know, each was different from all of the others, and I tried to bring that out in the stories that are included in this book.
If it wasn't the government during that time, of course, with Constantine the Great, who was the enemy of the church during that period of the Roman Empire?
You know, we're always the enemy. We ourselves, because we too are infected with the fallout of original sin. That we have this selfishness, we have this pride, and we have this laziness. You know, that we let ourselves go lax in the practice of the faith, in our preparation of ourselves to face the difficulties of life. And so we're always tempted away from faith toward luxury, toward ease, toward comfort, toward the easy way. And that was true in the 4th century. It's still true today.
Augustine, here's probably one of the most famous saints that we know in the Catholic Church, and this was his era.
It was, and he's a giant figure and a very warm figure too, and he's someone that we can all identify, because you know he strayed and he strayed for a long time actually, and his mother prayed him back into the fold. It took her 17 years of intense prayer, praying with tears, as Augustine said, and she followed him all over the known world as he took one job after another and went from glory to glory in the secular sphere in his field. So she followed him everywhere until she brought him around by way of her prayer. So it's a moving story, and whether we find ourselves in the position of Augustine as the one who strayed, or in the position of Monica, the one whose child has strayed, we can take a lot of consolation from that story, but also we can find something that's worth imitating, you know, some proven success that we can follow.
There was a great period of growth, it seems like, of Christianity during this time, and I think that's not surprising considering the Edict of Milan there by Constantine the Great. What did that mean for society? You write that it became more merciful.
Well, yes, it did. There were a lot of advantages to Christianity. I want to emphasize, though, that the church grew at a rapid pace through those almost 300 years of persecution, that the church grew, sociologists tell us, at a steady rate of 40% per decade when it was a capital crime to be a Christian. So Christianity was so attractive to people, so attractive to the pagans, that they converted, even though they knew they were risking their lives by doing so. So it wasn't just the Edict of Milan that caused the growth. As a matter of fact, if anything, you know, that may have proved detrimental in the long run. But but it was Christianity itself that caused the growth and the attractive power of it. You know, what is attractive about it? Well, you know, it introduced so many wonderful ideas into the bloodstream of civilization, so to speak. The idea of human dignity. This is not something that's self-evident. You know, not everybody has believed this all through history. We think of it now. We take it for granted. Of course there's human dignity. Of course, you know, we believe in human rights. You know, of course we believe in women's rights and all of these other things, all of these other ideas that were not there in the Greco-Roman world. They were introduced into that world by Christianity. And they would not be in our world were it not for Christianity. So yes, all of these things were attractive. All of these things kind of worked together to make the world a more merciful place. You know, it's not perfect, but there are so many things we love about our civilization, and those things were introduced into our civilization by Christianity, by Jesus Christ.
It's amazing because in our modern world today, there, you know, people can be tempted to think in the last 15, 20 years we've gotten quote unquote progress or forward thinking. You know, you hear all these people that may say that Christianity was, you know, so far ahead of the game here in the last decade or two decades, and it's just almost laughable that, you know, we've forgotten our history in this.
We have, and you know what? This book that I just published, The Church and the Roman Empire, is just one in a series of books. The series is called Reclaiming Catholic History, and I think that's what we have to do. The first in the series, chronologically, the first in the series will be out later this fall, and it's by Jim Papandrea. But we've brought in good writers and good historians to tell the story of Christianity in every age, so that we set the record straight. We recover the good things about our history that have been maligned often by secular historians who do not have the appreciation for what happened. As a matter of fact, who have gone into it with anti-Catholic assumptions, because that has been the case in the Anglophone, in the English-speaking world, since the time of the Reformation.
It was Christianity who first brought out the dignity of women. It was Christianity who protected families. It was Christianity who went out to the most vulnerable when the pagans would otherwise, you know, pagan doctors would leave. They didn't want to contract an illness. It was the Christian doctors that would come in, or just people in general that were taking care of their own. This is how we see and what we saw in the early church and why Christianity, it really, in a strong sense, is still around today. I mean, it was almost kind of strange that Christians, you know, believed what they believed. They cared for their own and their enemies as well. You're trying to highlight that and bring that out. So is this a series of books? Are you going to be giving talks as well in this historical series that you're working on?
It's a series of books, and as I said, we have a great group of authors lined up. The books are coming out one by one over the next few years until we have a complete set that will cover the entirety of Christian history up to the year 2000. So yes, it's a awesome series of books. I'm always giving talks many times per year,
yes,
and I suspect a lot of our authors are as well. So we're going to be getting the word out, and I hope that we're going to make Catholicism in the United States a little bit more historically literate.
I love it, man. I really do. And I love history myself. I really enjoy, of course, Christian history. And you're one of the foremost, the best authors out there to be able to help make that happen, your goal. The Church and the Roman Empire from 301 to 490. So we're talking about Constantine, councils, and the fall of Rome. Mike Aquilina with his new book. Go to AveMariaPress.com where you can pick it up. AveMariaPress.com. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. Mike, thank you so much for coming on, brother. Always a treat.
Thanks for having me back, John.
All right. Mike Aquilina, everyone. One of the best in the business, folks. And I mean that sincerely. Jim Kavnar coming up in the second half hour, president of Cross Catholic Outreach. We're going to talk about Box of Joy, one of the things that they are packing to be able to give to needy children all around the world. We'll have Jim Kavnar coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Linetti in the morning here on this Friday, October 11th. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. RRRealty.com. Now, you know them because their signs are everywhere. They're the largest commercial real estate owner and developer in central Iowa. Professionals committed to providing efficient and cost-effective facility and property management services to customers throughout Iowa, all in the last 34 years, since 1985. RRRealty.com. Thank you for underwriting this show. That is rrrealty.com. Father Andrew, now with today's gospel and reflection.
The gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus prophesies his passion when he warns the Pharisees and Sadducees that despite their apparent honoring of the prophets, they're very much like their ancestors who killed and persecuted the prophets. He notes that it's a tradition of sorts that goes back to Cain and Abel, and yet they should know better because they study the law. Instead of separating them to both know God's commandments and to abide by them, indicates that someone has truly taken to heart the faith that he gives us.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but five Golden Rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes At Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for Keep the Faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you, Blessed Mary International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mary International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmaryinternational.org. That's blessedmaryinternational.org.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. October 11th, we made it to a Friday. Let's get into it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Amen.
Jim Kavnar coming up at 7:45 today, friends, president of Cross Catholic Outreach. We've had him on, a number of months ago, but they've got Box of Joy giving to kids all around the world. In some cases, they are receiving their first Christmas gifts. Children receiving their first Christmas gifts because of Box of Joy. Coming up is my interview with Jim. Let's get into it with Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
I was going to say Father Andrew Winschittle is in the house with us as well. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
I was not going to give what would you call it, a promotion of the sort there, Mark?
Oh, no question it would be a promotion. No question. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how my brother got through, but that's another segment, I think. But Father Andrew, good morning, and welcome to Friday.
Thank you, I guess. It's just kind of starting the work weekend. So.
Starts work, well, man. Yeah, he starts work tomorrow. Everyone else gets the day off.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Uh-huh.
And, by the way, that doesn't mean sermon lined for up the for record, the, it doesn't mean we're twiddling our thumbs Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, he's sleeping in. He's going to the movies. Now he works. It's only 48 hours, but that's what he gets. Isn't
now,
that
Father,
funny?
I
that's what people think
question.
About the priesthood.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Father, I have to ask you this question. Now, is there a specific sermon like for Saturday night Mass at 5 o'clock versus 8 o'clock Mass at on Sunday? Do you do a different sermon there, or how does that work?
It depends how you do it. I tend to not refer to any notes, so it does vary a little bit, especially depending on who wins or loses maybe a particular game. Saturday afternoon that it can work into it, but try not to rely on
I have a feeling you're setting something up here, Mark.
Oh, no, I'm just curious. I have a little inside knowledge of what my brother does, and I'm glad to hear that from Father Andrew, because that's not the same answer I received earlier about 10 years ago from
giving
him.
Giving away the secrets now.
Yeah. Well, Father Andrew does a Mass at Elkhart on Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning he's out at Chautauqua Bottoms out there at Holy Cross, and then back again to Elkhart. So I just wondered if it varied, and he answered my question.
The gospel stays, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Yep, don't mess with that.
Yeah, we don't mess with that. All right. Well, let's get right to it, Father. Unfortunately, this is Prediction Friday, as you know. Mr. Leonetti is just touting his
another penitential
he's got a record
Friday.
Of 14-2 right now. Yeah, 14-2. He went 4-0 last weekend. Father Andrew, the two losses he had involved that team to the north of you up there on I-35, just for the record.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not this weekend.
Not a huge surprise, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, really. All right, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, overcast skies, 36 degrees. It feels like temperature is 25 degrees. That's due to a west-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And today it'll be cloudy, windy. We could see a few flurries. That's this morning. Clearing skies later this afternoon, but a very chilly high of 43 degrees with west winds, 15 gusting over 25 miles per hour. That'll keep the feels like temperature down in the right around freezing. And tonight, there is a freeze warning in effect beginning at 10 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. On your football Friday night, you'll need lots of blankets. Clear and cold, a high of 30 degrees tonight with west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour throughout the game. And then tomorrow on Saturday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 52 degrees. It'll be that way for the next several days. Partly cloudy and dry Sunday through Monday, highs in the mid-50s. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, a new report says Iowa has the 7th highest adult obesity rate in the country and the 14th highest with kids ages 10 to 17. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Childhood Obesity Report is based on data from the years 2017 and 2018 showing that 16% of Iowa children in that age group have obesity. The rate has increased among high school kids to 15%. That was back in 2017. That's up over 11% from 2007, placing Iowa 13th in the country. Iowa's adult obesity rate is currently at 35%. That's up 21% since 2000 and 12% since 1990. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, Game 5 of the American League Division Series, and the Houston Astros have punched their ticket to the American League Championship Series. Astros defeated Tampa Bay last night 6-1 to win that series 3-2 over Tampa Bay. And Game 1 of the American League Championship Series is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, as the Yankees will travel to Houston in their best-of-seven series. Tonight, it's Game 1 of the National League Championship Series as Washington Nationals at the St. Louis Cardinals, 7 o'clock first pitch in their best-of-seven series. Last night, Week 6 of the NFL season, Thursday Thursday night football, New England Patriots, they remain undefeated, 6-0 on the season. They defeat the New York Giants 35-14 out in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Counter begins our prediction Friday. It's high school football tonight on Iowa Catholic Radio. Third-ranked Dowling, John Leonetti, traveling to Sioux City East. Both teams 5-1 on the season. Both teams 2-0 in district play. This is more than likely for the district title. And we'll be live from Morningside College, Olson Stadium, with the call beginning at 7 o'clock. And your thoughts on the Dowling game tonight with Sioux City East?
Boy, I think it's going to be a blowout. I'm going to go 60-10. And that might be with Dowling Catholic's, fourth or fifth string defense out there. They get 10.
Okay. Well, last year it was 52-0 Maroons, so you're in the neighborhood. I don't know if it'll be quite that one-sided due to the weather, but we'll see. All right, our next game is tomorrow afternoon. Your Iowa State Cyclones are on the road in Morgantown, West Virginia, taking on West Virginia. 3 o'clock kickoff, televised on ESPN. And, John, both teams are with records of 3-2 and not ranked.
You know, my mind says West Virginia. Honestly, my brain says West Virginia. My heart says Iowa State. And, I am not going to pick Iowa State every game all year. That would not be smart. I don't think they come out of it. In fact, the second half of their schedule does not look pretty. But I do think they come away with a win here. I'm going to say in the neighborhood of 24-14. I think Iowa State surprises some people. But, they are 7.5-point favorites from last time I saw. So We'll see. They should win this game.
That's correct. It's actually down to a 7-point favorite. So, yeah, they are favored. Okay, we'll move right along. The next game is 6:30 evening start tomorrow night, televised live on ABC nationally. Number 10 Penn State at number 17 Iowa Hawkeyes, both teams with one loss combined between them. And Penn State a 2.5-point favorite into tomorrow night's game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City.
Iowa does not get blown out. They never do at home. They play, I don't care, you bring in the best team in the country, they're going to play them tough. It just, for some reason, especially at night games at Iowa, they go tough. I think Iowa gets 4 field goals. I think Penn State gets 2 touchdowns, though. I think they win by 2. Penn State 14, Iowa 12, but it's going to come down to it.
Okay, and the final game also is tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff, televised on NBC, and that's USC. With a record of 3-2, taking on number 9, Notre Dame, with a record of 4-1, and 6:30 kickoff in South Bend, Indiana. Notre Dame favored by 10 points right now.
Yeah, this one's not close. 35, I'll say 35-20. 15 points. Yeah, I'll rest there. I think Notre Dame.
Okay, so you're putting your prediction Friday record at stake. Dowling, Iowa State, Penn State, and Notre Dame are your selections.
I think that's it.
All right, you're going to be around on Monday. We'll check your homework.
You know what? I'm going to be in Green Bay. I leave early morning Monday, so your two older sisters are going to be in, and then I'll be back on Tuesday. You can school me then.
I will certainly do that, and thanks for the warning about my two older sisters being in on Monday. You have yourself a good weekend, John.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa saying overcast skies, 36 degrees in Des Moines right now. Feels like temperature is 25 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And today, cloudy, windy conditions. We could see a few flurries this morning. Clearing skies later this afternoon. Today's high in central Iowa, 43 degrees. West winds at 15 to over 25 miles per hour throughout the day. So bring plenty of blankets for tonight's high school football games around the area. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News Weather in sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see that slowdown now on 235 coming in from the west mixer to downtown. It's an 11-minute drive for you. 7 minutes as you're heading in from the east mixer to downtown on 235. And we do have a stalled vehicle 235 eastbound at Easton Boulevard, right there on the off-ramp to Easton. So going to create a little bit of an issue if you're going to be exiting there. Thanks to BuilderCan Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderCan has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint is often considered the second founder of the Jesuits, Saint Francis Borgia today. He was born in Spain and lived a life of worldly renown. He worked in the royal court in Spain and was advancing quickly when a series of unfortunate events, including the death of his wife, forced him to sort out his priorities. He quit his job and joined the new and little-known Society of Jesus, or as we know them now as the Jesuits. His administrative acumen made him very successful on behalf of the Jesuits as well. He helped found the Gregorian University in Rome and a dozen colleges in Spain. He served as a spiritual and political advisor of the Holy Roman Emperor. At age 55, he was elected the head of the Jesuits and worked hard to grow the society, focusing on the spiritual formation of new members. He also extended missions to Florida, Mexico, and Peru. Francis Borgia died in 1572. He was canonized 100 years later in 1672. We ask today, St. Francis Borgia, second founder of the Jesuits, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. A deacon here in Des Moines, experienced in wills and estate planning. Makes it easy on you because he does the work for you. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the founder of Cross Catholic Outreach. He's the president and founder, Jim Kavnar, and we're going to talk about Box of Joy, what they're doing to make sure that every child around the world, to the best of their ability, gets a Christmas gift. In most cases, the first and only gift that they're going to get. Jim Kavnar coming up next, along with Father Andrew Winschittle here on this Friday, October 11th. John Leonetti in the morning. Do not go anywhere. And a big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Blessman International has been on the scene now for many years, helping children in South Africa and their families get one meal a day, have clean water, and know the salvation offered to them in Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, if you talk about something that gets the basics right, it's Blessman International. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, October 11th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Tune in to Bishop Johnson's new radio show this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Dr. Jim Berlucci, Executive Director of the Spitzer Center, to talk about the four levels of happiness and more. Dr. Berlucci was one of the speakers at last week's Diocesan Priests Workshop. That interview is this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Tomorrow morning, Bishop Johnson will be confirming young people at St. Boniface Parish in Waukee. Later in the day, he'll be at the Holy Family Barn Bash. The Center for Social Ministry is hosting an 8-week module on the 21st century reality of migration inspired by their Christian beliefs. It explores some of the central questions related to the reality of migration on a global level and in the U.S. context. The sessions provide historical, biblical, and theological perspectives and suggest ways participants can take action in their own way. This program begins October 17th and is every Thursday until December 12th. Learn more by contacting the Center for Social Ministry. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Hey, thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Residential plumbing services in Des Moines, Iowa. Your household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Most of us don't know something goes wrong until, unfortunately, it actually does. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each time. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. Hey, friends, I was really honored to be the MC yesterday for the Iowa Communications Conference that took place. And it was not, of course, Catholic per se, but it was really, I'd probably say, about 150 of the top communicators and business leaders in Iowa, in central Iowa. And I was able to list off and read a lot of the names that were receiving awards. And it was just a treat to be able to be there and MC that. So I know some of them are listeners of the show, and a couple people that found me to do this actually listen every morning to the show. So I appreciate that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Had a really good time yesterday. Let's go to our last guest of the day, President of Cross Catholic Outreach, Jim Kavnar, back on the show. Hey, Jim.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for coming back, my friend. Let's talk about, first of all, Cross Catholic Outreach. What is it?
Cross Catholic Outreach, obviously, we're an international Catholic relief and development charity, and all of our strategy is aimed at empowering the church overseas in these very, very poor areas of the world to serve the poor. So we work entirely by implementing programs through them. We don't send Americans to do something new because priests and nuns and lay leaders are already there, committed to the poor. So we seek to empower them to do even more to help the poor and to mobilize, you know, Catholics in the U.S. to get behind our brothers and sisters overseas in their service to the poor.
Your Box of Joy ministry is not just something I think people can get excited about, but I think this is something for families as well, and especially parents or grandparents that are listening right now. I want you to listen to what this is and discern, because you don't have a lot of time. In fact, they begin October 15th is the deadline, but to discern if this might be something that you and your family can take up. Box of Joy, what are we doing here?
Well, they can go to boxofjoy.org and read all about it, and you're right. If a group, like a parish or a school, you know, a Catholic school wants to do this as a group, the deadline is October 15 for us to ship you all the boxes and everything. But you can still participate after that deadline by using your own boxes, shoe boxes, that kind of thing. So go to boxofjoy.org and get all the details. But what happens is we ship these boxes to a school or a parish or, a Knights of Columbus group in a parish or whoever's organizing it, and they get people to take the boxes home, the kids, with the help of the kids, you know, pack something for a poor child overseas, and then go to the dollar store and fill it up. And then they then take them to whatever drop-off center is closest to them. Usually in each town there'll be, you know, or in each city there'll be one or two of the parishes that will serve as drop-off centers. Our trucks then pick, and that happens between November 2nd and 10th. So that's when they need to drop the boxes off. And then our trucks pick it up, bring it to Miami. We go through them and make sure everything in there is okay. You know, no liquids or no chocolates, because they'll melt. The chocolates will melt. We put other things in. And then we ship them off to people in very poor countries, Haiti, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Dominican Republic. And last year is 58,000 boxes of joy. This year we hope for 75,000.
Right, you and I have written here that in many cases, these are the only gifts that these children are going to have for Christmas.
Yeah, I've been along, you know, to help with the distribution in all these countries, and I can tell you, I've talked to the priests, the sisters, the lay leaders who are organizing the kids, and I'll ask, you know, do these kids normally get gifts? And every single time, I've always been told the same thing. Oh no, they would never get a gift. for Christmas. This will be the only gift they'll get this Christmas, and it may be the only gift they've ever gotten in any Christmas in their life, from what they tell me. So we're really dealing with extremely poor kids.
Yeah, and you know, many children that don't have families, a mom and dad as well. I mean, this is it's heartbreaking to see, but you know what? Here's what I love about what you guys have done is you've seen a need, you've seen what you can do and your gifts, and you decided you were going to combine both of them. You can go to crosscatholic.org/boxofjoy, or you can go to boxofjoy.org. Is that correct?
Yep. Boxofjoy.org will take you there too.
Boxofjoy.org.
You can get all the information you need. In fact, if your parish or a group isn't organizing it, you can still do it as an individual. You can go to that website and you can purchase a box online that will ship to a child in your name.
That's pretty awesome. Boxofjoy.org. Thank you so much for coming on, brother. Always appreciate the great work you do and Cross Catholic Outreach. We love highlighting it. Jim Kavnar, everyone. Take care.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
All right, you as well. Here on this Friday, October 11th, I'll be out of the Mercy One studio on Monday, friends, traveling to Green Bay, Wisconsin, just outside of there, giving a parish mission for the next few weeks, or excuse me, a few days. It'll be a long parish mission for the next few weeks. So offer a prayer for us, if you would, here in Burlington, Iowa today, giving a teacher's retreat this morning, then back this afternoon. Thank you for your prayers, always. I count on them. Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you to Father Andrew. Thank you to Deacon Tony, Jimmy. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.